Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Time is a very interesting commodity because time flows at a natural rate and it occurs whether we do anything with it or not. But things happen to us in our lives that we can look back in time and say, okay, I did this and I got that result. And then things happen to us in the present moment where we're making those decisions. And then there's the unknown, the future. What does that look like? Now, before I get into the nitty-gritty of what I want to cover with you today, because I actually have a lot of content I want to share with you, I want to tell you that time has actually been a nemesis for me. It has. Because a couple months ago, I had some symptoms in my body that were believing my doctors to think that, maybe I was, getting sick. Maybe I was going down the road of cancer again. And I've gone down the road of cancer twice in my life. Cancer is not fun. It's not fun to deal with. It's not fun how it makes your body feel. It's not fun with regards to the pressure it puts on your life. So a couple months ago, when my doctors started discussing the thought that maybe I had cancer for a third time, my mind went into a tailspin. It really did, because, all of a sudden I started thinking about, well, what if I don't make it out of it this time? What if, are all my affairs in order? What's going on? What can it be treated? Yada, yada. I mean, that's what goes through your mind and it wreaks havoc with who you are. And I'll tell you what, it messes with my head. It does. Now, the cancer was not, well, the proposed area of cancer was not anywhere near my head, but it still messes with your mind because it starts to make you think about things like mortality. Yeah. I mean, a lot of us, we get on this glide path of, hey, we go to school, we get good grades, we get into college, we get good grades so that we can get a good job. And then we start earning money and we use that money to buy stuff that's not getting us to any place of retirement. And then maybe along the lines, we actually put money into a retirement account and we put our hands together and we pray that that money grows over time so that somewhere in the distant future, maybe the age of 65, we can actually stop working because we've built up this giant pile of money, and then we start living off that money. Yeah. And then we put our hands together again and we pray that we die before we run out of money. Well, just before we went on the air, I received a phone call from my doctor, and he said this. He said, I got good news for you. You don't have cancer. And I'll tell you what, if you can't hear the excitement in my voice, man, you need to turn up the radio. A huge dark cloud has lifted off of me. But here's the thing. As part of my mental thought process, while I was thinking that, what if I do have cancer? What are all my affairs in order? What I realized was that, yes, all of my affairs are in order. Things like my retirement pension, if I were to die, would essentially cease, except I actually pay money every month into what's called a survivor benefit plan, which allows my widow to receive 55% of that retirement. So, I had to take into account what happens when 45% of our income stream goes away because I pass away. And trust me, I don't consume 45% of what it costs us to live. I really don't. But we have made investments into real estate. And those investments will continue to perpetuate. They will continue to grow. They will continue to provide income streams for my widow should I were to pass away, which, you know, barring a head-on auto collision, I don't think I'm going to for a little while. I think I'm back on track for sticking around on this planet. Good or bad, I'm here. But the key takeaway is this. Whereas my retirement pension is affected if I die, and my widow is affected if I die, my death has no bearing on my real estate investments. They will continue to pay five different ways. Six ways in the multifamily space, because we do have money invested in multifamily properties. And because my entire family is properly educated on how to invest correctly in real estate, I really didn't have to worry about whether or not they would make good decisions moving forward, because they know what they're doing. And because they're members of Lifestyles Unlimited, they're surrounded by like-minded investors that will assist them along the way. And because we have excellent relationships with our mentors, we've built quality teams with our vendors, everything is good. I mean, I literally could have checked out of the hotel, so to speak, and everything would have been fine. And it actually gave me a good feeling. It actually did, in spite of the fact I was beating myself up for the last couple of months because I, you know, heck, I didn't know which way it was going to go. Well, effective today, I know which way it's going to go. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into that content that I promised you. And it's going to start with a number. And that number is 60,000. Stick around. I'll explain why.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession. A crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'll tell you what, I'm really having a great day all of a sudden. I mean, you know, the phone call that I was expecting to receive came in finally, and I was expecting the worst news, but, you know, the doctor was like, hey, man, you are good to go. That took a huge weight off of me, and that's awesome. It's really awesome. Now, here's the other thing I need to share with you. Since I've achieved retirement, and what that means is I have enough passive income coming in from my investments that it's meeting or exceeding my ordinary expenses of living, I've effectively retired myself, which means if I stop working tomorrow, I'm going to be okay. If I died tomorrow, my family is going to be okay because of those investments that we have made. And what we're doing now as a family is we're focused on building a lifestyle. We're focused on doing the things that are going to create a great living experience for us and our children. And when they show up, our grandchildren. And these are all things that can be passed on through generations. Yeah, all of the investments that I have, with the exception of my pension, which is probably one of the worst investments that I made, I'll say it. I mean, I worked 27 years for the United States Army to get a pension that paid me one-third of what I was making when I was serving on active duty. And when I was selected for retirement and came home from a deployment and retired on the spot, I didn't have a job lined up, because it's kind of hard to go out and apply for jobs when you're in a combat zone. I mean, it's just the way it is. And then I ran into a little thing called ageism. So I found it very difficult to get back into the workforce. It was a very challenging time for me. But I don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is time. I want to talk about the fact that you and I do not control time. I mean, you may wear time on your wrist. You may have time in front of you in the form of a clock, but you have no control over time. And in spite of the goofy show that I'm watching on Netflix that talks about, you know, time travel and time loops and stuff, and I'll be honest with you, I'm having trouble now. I'm in the third season of this thing, and I'm having trouble just keeping up with it all. Time is fluid. So what I said right now, oh, that's now in the past. Yeah, time is going to keep going. So what you're doing for retirement, what you're doing for your future, is affected by what you've done in the past and what you choose to do today or tomorrow or the next day. Are you tracking with me? I know you're tracking with me. So yesterday, I kind of hurt your head a little bit. I really did. I threw a ton of math out at you, because what I was trying to explain to you is the concept of how you make money investing in real estate. And in spite of what people have told you, real estate is not exceptionally risky. And what takes the risk out of investing in real estate is obtaining qualified education on how to do the mechanics of real estate investing. You've probably heard the stories about people that go out there and, you know, do whatever they do. They watch HGTV and figure, well, I can replicate that. And they go out and they try and flip property and they get slaughtered because they don't know what they're doing. Yeah, it happens. But that doesn't happen to us at Lifestyles Unlimited. Because first of all, we don't focus on flipping properties. We don't. We focus on finding distressed assets that need to be brought to current conditions in the marketplace to provide great living experiences for the residents that choose to live in our properties and pay the rents that we agree to. And as a result of that, we make money five different ways in real estate. There's cash flow, there's appreciation, there's equity capture, there's principal pay down. There are tax advantages. There are also, in the multifamily space, the ability to control valuation of the property by adjusting the income streams upward. Yeah, real estate is really, really powerful. But your financial planner, if you sit down with them and you talk to them about real estate investing, they don't have a clue. See, they've got all these series licenses that they sit down and they take tests for. So they understand law. They understand risk, as the educational content that they study tells them. So I'm not saying they're dumb. Please don't get me wrong. They understand their niche in the marketplace. But if you sit down and you actually try and have a conversation with them about the five ways we make money in real estate, it's going to be lost on them. Yeah, very few financial planners understand what we do in the real estate space. And ironically, we do have financial planners that come to Lifestyles Unlimited to learn how to invest in real estate. They do. And you know what they do? They liquidate those silly 401ks or those IRAs or whatever they've got. They take all that money and they put it to work in real estate. And they're effective. They're very effective. They get themselves to a point of retirement in 5 years or less. Yeah. I mean, that is one of our mission statements. One of our mission statements at Lifestyles Unlimited is to educate you properly and to provide whatever services you believe you need in order to get to a point of retirement in 5 years or less. And the reason why we say 5 years or less is that's the sweet spot. That's where people tend to hit that retirement number. And there's a lot of factors that go into it. I mean, it has to do with, you know, how much money do you need to cover in the form of your expenses? In other words, what does it cost you to operate your household? How much money do you have to physically invest? I mean, there's a lot of things that come into play. But you can literally sit down and figure this stuff out when you are properly educated on how to do it and put a plan together going forward. Now, yesterday, I was talking about two properties that were made available to me to purchase last December. And part of the reason I went back to last December is, well, it normally takes, on average, maybe about 2 months to acquire, renovate, and put a property back into service. So I was looking at, if I had bought these two properties back in December, what would they be doing for me today now that I've placed them into service? And along that line, I was also kind of interested in, you know, what was happening in December, because December was a great month to buy real estate. It really was. And if you missed it, you missed it. But when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about the future value of money. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about time, and even more importantly, we're talking about the time value of money. Because when you make investments with your hard-earned cash, you want to see a return on that investment. After all, the entire financial services industry is set up to give you an opportunity to take a portion of the money that you earn from working and putting it to work in maybe in a 401k or possibly an IRA or a SEP or a 403b or whatever you've got out there. Okay, these retirement plans are out there, and they're all designed to have you inject money along the way, which essentially is a savings plan, and to grow that money over time. And they like to use the term of compounding. So in other words, you put money in, and that money starts working for you, right? And then next month, you put some more money in. And it's added to the money that you already have in the account that's hopefully working for you and earning you a rate of return. And you keep doing that time and time and time again. So if you do it on a monthly basis, there's 12 times per year where you will inject money into that retirement plan. And it's designed that if you do it faithfully and you start at an early enough age, the concept is you're going to get to a place in time where you're going to have plenty of money. You're going to have enough money to sustain your lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle needs to be or you desire it to be, because you've got this huge pile of cash sitting out there that you're going to start dwindling down in retirement. That's the common approach to retirement in our society. I mean, that's the way it is. So yesterday, I was talking about two deals that showed up in my inbox from realtors that I have relationships with. And these two deals were pretty nice because what they provided me the opportunity to do. Now, I didn't act on these deals. I did not act on these deals. I'll be very clear with you because I was acting on some other things that I was doing. So these deals, I looked at them and I went, if I had the cash available, I would probably do these deals. But because I don't have the cash available right now, I'm going to pass. Let somebody else take the deal. And these particular deals, what I liked about them was the concept that they had the ability to provide me good cash flow returns. Essentially, both of these deals had the potential to return $500 a month in cash flow to me should I have invested in those deals. Now, the first deal, when I did my analysis, and by the way, we teach you how to do all this stuff at Lifestyles Unlimited, so I'm not going to get into the minutiae here. The first deal would have required $28,250 for me to invest in the deal. That would have been my cash out of pocket, the money that I would have put into the deal. The second deal was going to require a little bit more. It was going to require $29,139. So if I were to buy both of these deals, I would need about $57,500. Okay, let's say $60,000. Let's say that I had $60,000 readily available to buy both of these houses, to renovate these houses, bring them up to current market standard conditions, put them back into the inventory, find great residents to rent those properties, and those properties would produce income streams five different ways for me. And one of the things that I talked about yesterday was the concept of a three-year hold. What do you do with these properties at the end of 3 years? Because one of the things that we do, that we teach you how to do, is to repair any and everything in those properties that has the potential to go wrong in the next 5 years. So when you're analyzing the property and you're looking at all the different systems, if something doesn't have the ability to last 5 years, you put that on the repair replace list, and there's a cost that goes to that. And if the property costs too much money to renovate that it doesn't produce the returns that you're looking to get in the property, you pass. You walk away because the deal of the century will come along tomorrow. It does. Trust me. The deal of the century comes along literally every day. It literally does. And when you know exactly what you are trying to invest in and what the returns that you're looking to obtain are, you'll find properties that meet that criteria. Now, these particular properties that I looked at yesterday, they provided good cash flows. They also provide significant equity captures. The first one would return about $14,250 in equity capture. The second one would produce about $17,500 in equity capture. That's wealth that goes into the property. That's equity that you capture in the deal that has nothing to do with the money you put into the deal. Yeah. So when I looked at a three-year return, here's what I come up with. Effectively, if I bought both of those properties and I operated those properties correctly, which I will, I would look at the potential to double my money in 3 years. That's right. Double my money in 3 years. That's taking all the different ways that real estate earns me returns, compiling them together. And this is based on the assumption that I sold both of those properties in 3 years. Yeah, I'm looking at a number of $126,695. That's what my math tells me. So if I had gone in for $60,000, I would double my money if I sold those properties, liquidated those properties, and didn't do anything else. Well, in real estate investing, that's not how we play the game. What I would do at the end of 3 years if I sold both of those properties with that $126,000, knowing that I can get into a property for around $30,000. To be honest with you, I can get into properties for a lot less than $30,000. There are properties out there that I can acquire for a lot less than $30,000, cash out of pocket. And let's just say I doubled that. So I bought four houses, and I did the exact same thing, and I held those for 3 years. I would double my money again. And at the end of that six-year period, I would do the exact same thing, except now I'm going to buy eight houses. Well, a little trickier. I got eight properties going. But at the end of that 3 years, I would sell those properties. And again, I would double my money. I'd be at the $500,000 mark. And if I did it again, I would buy 16 houses, hold those for 3 years, sell them, I'd have $1 million. And if I did it one more time, just one more time, I would buy 32 houses. Actually, what I should be doing at this point is I should be buying multifamily. But we're going to stay in the house realm. I would have 32 houses, and at the end of 3 years, I would sell them, and I would have $2 million. So what I would have done is taking an initial nest egg of $60,000. I would have not have contributed any additional money to that, just $60,000. And in 15 years, I could turn that into $2 million. Now, I will tell you this. There is a financial services company based out of Canada whose name I shall not disclose to you. And what they did is they did an analysis based on taking that same $60,000 and investing it in the stock market for 15 years. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what their returns are. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're a classic rock fan, there is a song that was written by Pink Floyd a long time ago that is essentially entitled Time. And if you get into the lyrics, you start to realize that they're telling you something about time, and they're telling you something about your life and how you live your life. And if you're like my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member in San Diego, Steve, there's a plug for you, Steve. I know you're listening. You realize that what Pink Floyd is telling you is that time is precious. So let me just give you a couple bars. Well, I'm not going to sing to you because trust me, I have a radio voice. I do not have a singing voice. But part of the song starts off like this. They say, taking away the moments that make up a dull day, fritter and waste the hours in an offhand way. Kicking around on a piece of ground in your hometown, waiting for someone or something to show you the way. I would suggest to you that we were all young once trying to figure out what path we were going to go by. And as we went through life, we just started doing what the herd mentality kind of instructed us to do, which is throw money into a retirement account and pray that it works. And I'm here to tell you, that ain't the way to do it. But back to the song. Tired of lying in the sunshine, staying home to watch the rain. You are young and life is long, and there is time to kill today. And then one day you find 10 years have got behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun. Is that your life today? Is that where you're at today? Maybe you're 45 years of age and this whole retirement thing, you're actually starting to think about it now. Maybe in your 20s and your 30s, you didn't pay much attention to it, or maybe you threw some money aside into some account and hoped that it would go up in value. But now you're starting to look at the returns, and maybe you're starting to realize, like most of America, it ain't enough money to live off of. But back to Pink Floyd. And you run and you run to catch up with the sun, but it's sinking, racing around to come up behind you again. The sun is the same in a relative way, but you're older, shorter of breath, and one day closer to death. I think they nail it there. I think they talk about the quiet desperation that we live in our lives. And we're just trying to survive. I mean, we're just trying to keep up with the rest of the Joneses, right? And we're doing what the herd mentality is telling us to do. And it's not working. But back to Pink Floyd. Every year is getting shorter. Never seem to find the time. Plans that either come to naught or half a page of scribbled lines. Hanging on in quiet desperation is the English way, or I would say the American way. The time is gone. The song is over. Thought I'd something more to say. I'm telling you, folks, what you're doing for retirement is not working. Now, let me get to that website, that financial services company that I found on the internet, because I was looking for different ways to explain to you how your money can grow over time. And this particular company, I'm not going to give you their name because, first of all, I just don't think it's right. But one of the things that they put on their website was they talked about what $60,000 would be worth to you in a 15-year period of time. Now, based on the model that I gave you earlier in the show, if you invest your money correctly in real estate and you just start with $60,000 and you have 15 years available to you to do this. So if you're 40 and you want to get to the age of 55 and retire, you could take $60,000, invest it today in real estate, and double your money every 3 years and get to a point in 15 years where you would have $2 million. Is that enough money to retire off of? I don't know. You have to be the decider on that. But I will tell you this. You started with $60,000. You did not inject any more money into that. You just put $60,000 to work for you. And because you learned how to buy, renovate, operate residential income producing properties, you were able to grow that $60,000 into $2 million in a 15-year period of time without putting any more money into it. Now, according to this financial services company, this is the part that just makes me kind of laugh, because one of the things they say on the website, they say, how much can you make by investing $60,000? And they say this, if we only knew. Are you kidding me? Aren't you the financial services company? Aren't you supposed to know this stuff? Well, you're supposed to. So here's what they say. They said between the years of 1950 to 2009, the stock market, and they're referencing the S&P 500, grew an average of 7% per year. Well, on yesterday's show, I actually said it grew better than that because my research said it actually was growing 8 to 10%. Possibly because they cut their timeline off at 2009. I took into account current market. So, okay, stock market's doing a little bit better because of current markets. But let's use their number because they published this. They said, if you had invested $60,000 into the S&P 500 when it was growing at 7% per year, the miracle, that's their word, not mine, the miracle of compounding would have turned your $60,000 into, are you ready for it? $170,936 in 15 years. folks, that's almost tripling your money in 15 years. But I will tell you, real estate, when correctly executed, has better potential to grow your money faster. Now, in this article, they did not talk about putting anything else into that account. It was strictly taking $60,000 and putting it to work for you, investing in the S&P 500 over a 15-year period of time where the average return was 7% per year. $60,000 to $171,000 in 15 years versus real estate, where if you put that same $60,000 to work for you, in 15 years, you can actually achieve $2 million in cash. Which path do you prefer to be on? Now, I will tell you something. Real estate investing is going to take a little bit of work on your part, but it's not necessarily a full-time job unless you want to make it into a full-time job. We have members at Lifestyles Unlimited that have made real estate investing their full-time job, and they absolutely love it. They're making way more money investing in real estate and operating real estate assets correctly. Even during the entire pandemic shutdown, we did very, very well. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when we're finally able to move about freely in this country and do things the way we used to do it before March of last year? Imagine the possibilities. I am here to tell you, real estate investing made a significant difference in my life. I was able to do, in a couple of short years, what I was not able to do by working full-time in the military and waiting on a pension that paid me one-third of what I had been making and caused me a significant financial catastrophe at the age of 50. And for those of you that don't know it, that are working in corporate America, there's no loyalty there. Yeah, if you're 50 years old in corporate America, you're probably a marked man or marked woman. Think about it. Corporate America is worried about that bottom line. And if you're not contributing to that bottom line and you are seen as an expense or a liability, they may ask you to step aside. And then what? Then what do? Then you scramble. Like I scrambled when I left the military. And I don't wish that on anyone. So if you want to find out how we do it at Lifestyles Unlimited, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great weekend.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.